I have a special guest calling in this morning. Daniel Wanchura is the producer of a podcast that we will be airing here on the station, I know, at least once a month at my time on Friday mornings. And Daniel, you are the producer of Points North. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Katya. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I know when we first heard about your work, a number of us were excited to hear about it. I think the Points North podcast covers land, water, and people in the Great Lakes region. So though you are in Michigan, eastern or lower Michigan, down under, as they say, in the UP.
we're trolls. Yeah.
We have so much in common, and you know, one of the biggest, most precious resources in the entire world, right at our shores. And that, so anyway, I just think it's really exciting what you're doing. And I know I've listened to a couple podcasts that really start to pick apart some of the issues that we face, some of the possibilities, and also some of the sort of threats to the natural environment. So Daniel, do you want to just start by telling us your background and how you came to be making Points North podcast?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I'm actually a native Minnesotan. I'm proud to be from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
I moved over to Northern Michigan in 2015 and started working at Interlochen Public Radio.
Oh, nice.
Near Traverse City, Michigan. Some of your listeners might know where that is. And the area up here is similar to Northern Michigan in that the people who live there care very deeply about the natural world. And so I became very interested in covering topics that deal with the natural world. Like you said, the land, water, inhabitants of the Upper Great Lakes region. And Points North has taken on many different forms over the years as we've sort of experimented with different things and, you know, tried out different approaches. But right now, we feel really good about where the show has been the past year and where it's headed. And that is sound-rich narrative storytelling that, you know, entertains, informs, and ultimately connects listeners to life in this region, no matter their background. Sort of, I guess you could say, exploring where we've been. So looking at the past, looking at where we are currently, and then how to move forward.
Yeah. Can you give just a couple examples of, you know, specific topics you've addressed in the podcast, just to give listeners an idea of what kinds of things you're talking about?
Yeah. So the podcast covers a wide range of topics. One that was recently produced deals with white nose syndrome. It's a sickness that infects bats. And so our lead producer, Patrick Shea, was up in the Keweenaw Peninsula in Michigan's UP, in a cave, and talking with researchers and scientists about how they might be able to combat this white nose syndrome. And basically what it does, it makes the bats really weak, that when they come out of hibernation, they're so weak that they can't find enough food to sustain them. So they're experimenting with this thing called a bug buffet. It's where they bring in artificial light right outside the mouth of the cave that attracts all sorts of bugs. And then when the bats do awake and they fly out, there's a veritable bug buffet right there waiting for them to devour. That's one example. I recently did a story on the secretive marsh bird known as the rail. Their population has been declining for years, and that's mainly due to habitat loss. And so I tagged along with a researcher who's studying rails, and one of the things he's researching is this idea, because rails migrate at night, they might not recognize like a newly restored wetland area. They might fly right overhead, especially if not a lot of other bird species are established there yet. They might not recognize that, you know, this is a stable place to be and to breed and raise young. And so I had a professor put it to me this way. It was almost like humans in a restaurant. If you drive by a restaurant and nobody's parked outside, you're probably not going to stop, right? But if there is a bunch of cars and a bunch of hustle and bustle, you're gonna come to the conclusion that that's the place to eat. So this idea is getting tried out on rails too. So he's broadcasting rail calls from a recorded audio playback station in the middle of this restored wetland area, in the middle of the night to try to see if that influences rails settling in the area and ultimately breeding and living there. And I can tell you that the initial preliminary data is pretty positive that, yeah, it does influence it and affect it.
Hmm.
We've also covered, Asian carp being rebranded in Illinois and the effort to create a human market for Asian carp as a way to combat that invasive species. We've also done a series on...
Wait, I just have to comment real quick on that, because I have always actually wondered, can we eat the Asian carp? And if we can, why aren't we? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's, in this particular episode, we go to a fish shop in Chicago, and he prepares it exquisitely. His name is Dirk, and he fries up the fish and gives out free samples to customers coming in who want to taste carp, or kopi, as it's now called in Illinois.
Huh.
But yeah, it is a pretty tasty fish from what I understand.
Fascinating. Okay, now I interrupted. I wanted to hear what you were about to say next.
Oh, no, you're fine. Sorry, I was babbling there.
It does
another
yeah, go ahead.
Few episodes focus on the Line 5 oil pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac, which is a pretty hot topic. So this series examines sort of the history of the pipeline, possible alternatives, and just that whole issue. Again, from a perspective that we think a lot of different people are going to appreciate. This is a show that anybody can come to the table with and, you know, learn something, maybe challenge the way that you thought about an issue before, but let you come to your own conclusion.
Yeah, well, the shows that I heard, I felt like involved a lot of work, and that you interviewed a lot of different people. You know, you had snippets from, and you were attended meetings live as well, so you sort of heard, we could hear, you know, what certain public meetings, what had been said. How
mm-hmm.
much time does it take to produce a show like this? I know the actual recording is, you know, less than 15 minutes usually, but you pack a lot in there. So, and as someone who does radio, I know how much time this stuff can take. So I'm curious, is this a big part of your job?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So Points North is a big part of my role at Interlochen Public Radio. We're really trying to grow the podcast. It depends on the episode. So in the case of my rail story, I started working on it in April, then went on paternity leave, and then came back and finished it. So I don't know if that one necessarily is the greatest example,
yeah.
but that one took me a while, over several months. But, you know, it really depends. I would say there's a good... So we produce a show every 2 weeks, and we need every bit of those 2 weeks to produce, again, a sound-rich narrative story that's a certain quality. We're definitely looking to maintain that high level of audio production and value, and we want the listeners to feel transported to the places where we're reporting from and taking them. And so, that does take a little bit of time, but we feel that it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, and I have noticed and appreciated also the sound quality and the, I think you called it sound rich. Like, it definitely does, there's, you know, background music or just various enriching sounds that do kind of put you there or get you in a certain mood, or, and I know that all takes time and attention to detail as well, so.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, now you're offering this throughout the Great Lakes region for obvious reasons. What kind of reception have you found amongst radio stations? There must be dozens if you take in the whole Great Lakes region.
Yeah. Yeah, so the response has been really, really encouraging. I'll talk a little bit about a special season that we did earlier this year. It's called Unnatural Selection. Basically, it explores human impact in the natural world, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad, and oftentimes it takes us a long time to come to either conclusion. But for that particular season, a series, we reached out and we collaborated with a bunch of different stations here in Michigan. Also, were featured on Minnesota Public Radio, so that was a big one. We were able to collaborate with some similar podcasts from out east, one in particular from New Hampshire Public Radio, another one from Montana. So, yeah, the reception has been really encouraging in that, you know, like you said, I think people when they hear the episode, they can recognize the value and the high quality of each production, and they're excited to join us in getting these stories out to listeners, which has been, again, really, really exciting.
I love that you're firmly planted right in the middle of the Great Lakes region. I mean, you're pretty much central as it can be. And, you know, from one Minnesotan to another, I got to ask, how's the weather over there? What's it like moving to, I mean, you're kind of surrounded by lakes. Maybe you get more lake effect snow than we do.
Yeah. I can't speak for you up there. I grew up in the Twin Cities area. So that's sort of my comparison. I would say, you know, in general, it's very similar, very Midwestern feel to it. But I do think it's not quite as cold here because of the lake acting as that great big blanket insulator.
Yep.
But I do think we get more snow here because of the lake. So if you like snow, it's good. It's not quite as cold as back in the Twin Cities.
I have a sneaking feeling you're an avid skier.
So I have to get into cross-country skiing. That's the next thing.
Yes, you do.
Skiing out west sort of ruined my appetite for skiing in the Midwest, I have to admit.
Oh, that's a shame. You'll
at least
to
downhill.
Change that.
Yeah.
Especially now that you're in the snow belt like that. Anyway, need to go there, take you on task right on the radio. But thank you so much, Daniel. Is there anything that I forgot to ask or that you'd like to make sure? We will definitely not hear because it's still being developed, but you know, we will be making listeners aware of when we're going to play your podcast. And I know we're doing it at least once a month between 7 and 9 here on Friday mornings. But what else? Any parting words?
Yeah, that's so exciting. I'm really excited your listeners are going to be able to hear it on these airwaves. I would just say, too, you can listen to all of the episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts. You just search Points North.
Oh, yes.
You'll be able to listen on demand. So, yes, it's awesome to hear it on the airwaves, which, again, we broadcast the episodes on our airwaves as well. But we really encourage listeners to subscribe and follow on your podcast app. And that helps us, you know, reach a broader audience. It'll help us get placed higher in all the podcast rankings and even help us to collaborate down the road with even bigger shows. So yeah, subscribe, follow, and listen on the airwaves.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. Thanks so much, Daniel. We will be listening for your show.
Thanks, Katya.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Daniel Wanshura, the producer of Points North Podcast, which will be airing on KTWH in the near future.